We'll start with Senator Cecilia Taxick. Please come forward. Good evening, Senator. And following Senator Taxick, we'll hear from Village Mayor Christian Pfister.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I definitely will be brief because I want to hear what the residents in the village have to say about this proposal. And there's some issues that I learned this evening with the Q&A, so I appreciate the information that's been provided, but it's just led to more questions. I will be submitting written comments, but just initially I would like to request that the funding for the village and town to respond to the hearings and be involved in the court proceedings. It's my understanding their initial request was more than $65,000, and then I think their initial request of about 120, whatever they initially requested.
All right, let me just explain a bit. The intervener fund is $350,000. The law states that at least 50% of the fund must be reserved for the use of municipalities. $120,000 has been awarded so far, $60,000 to each municipality. I did not want to award all the funds before the public statement hearings occurred. So I reserved some funds. I explained that in the ruling. And the municipalities, Athens and Cortland, can apply for additional funds in the second round. But this way, if another municipality that's affected by the line or other interveners want to apply for funds and they just learn about the case as a result of the public statement hearings, they still have 2 weeks, 3 weeks from tonight, 2 weeks from next week's hearings in Cortland to make an application for funds. They have to become a party in the case and apply for funds. So that's why the requests were limited.
Okay, I just think that there's a lot of need to represent a very large segment of people who will be impacted by this specific project.
I think we all agree that the municipalities at the two ends of the line will be most impacted by it.
Thank you.
I think everybody understands that.
Yes. The location of the hearings that will be taking place, where will they be?
Usually the evidentiary hearings are held in Albany.
Is there any possibility for them to be held in Athens or Bear Flank, or closer to where the project will be located?
Well, I will consider that. In other instances, there has been provision made for a video conference for people who wanted to observe the hearings remotely. So I can consider that, but usually the hearings are held in Albany.
Okay. With regard to the National Grid line, it seems that the West Point project is interested in using the National Grid lines. They seem to be more direct to the river and do not go through the village, disrupt the streets and the businesses. And I just don't understand what the process is to take a look at that, and can you do something about encouraging the use of the National Grid right of way in this process?
Well, the hearing schedule that I provided makes provision for the parties to identify the alternatives that have not yet been identified by the applicant. And so alternatives will be evaluated in the course of the proceeding. Both Athens and Cortland are represented by counsel in these proceedings. In addition, there are two environmental groups and citizens who are parties. So I think we will have a full record and review of alternatives, including exploration of National Grid alternative. I can't tell you tonight, I can't provide an answer to you tonight as to how that will turn out.
I think I would appreciate that as much that can be done in the existing right-of-ways, as the governor has noted should be done, should certainly, you know, be looked at in this case as well. And the economic impact on the village and town, and the impact on the community with regard to the disruption of the community life around the school, all of that, I hope, is taken into consideration and given weight and provided ample opportunity to be understood. And I frankly didn't really get a good sense from the applicant tonight how their project is going to impact the local community village, the local businesses, and the school. And these are all issues that the town and village need to understand in order to, if there is any compensation from this development, understand what those costs are. And frankly, you know, because we don't know, there's uncertainty and confusion. And I would urge the project applicant to be as succinct as possible about that, those potential impacts.
Well, I'll say two things. First of all, the town of Athens has already identified these issues as a party in the case. And second, Mr. Hooker has indicated tonight that the applicant is ready, willing, and able to talk with the town and encourages the town to contact them. So I would encourage the town to pursue that.
Right. But also there's also the impact of local businesses, and how do we gauge the impact of disruption to coming to Athens, visiting the local diners, the eateries, the restaurants, because people outside have only limited access to the downtown village. And I would hate to see a thriving downtown village be negatively impacted. And I think that is something that needs to be avoided. But thank you.
All right, thank you very much.